Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vilas Transco Limited H1FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us today the management of Vilas Transco Limited, Mr. Nilesh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to the company's financial performance, including the investor presentation, have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patel. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nilesh Patel, and I thank you all for joining our earnings call. We hope you had an opportunity to review our investor presentation, which was uploaded to the stock exchange today. We will be sharing key operating and financial highlights for the six-month period ending September 30, 2024. But before we dive into updates, we would like to take a moment to introduce our business model for those of you who may be looking at our company for the first time. About Vilas Transco Limited, founded in 2006, Vilas Transco Limited is a manufacturer and supplier of power transmission and distribution components, serving primarily transformer and other power equipment manufacturers in India and internationally. We produce a wide range of cold roll grain-oriented CRGO electrical laminations, including CRGO lamination cores, slit coils, stack assemble cores, wound cores, and toroidal cores. These are the components are integral to the efficient functioning of the power and distribution transformers. We operate from two ISO 9001:2015 certified manufacturing facility located near Vadodara, Gujarat, with a total production capacity of 12,000 metric ton per annum. Expansion plan and IPO funds. We recently raised approximately 95 crores through our IPO to support our expansion plans. These funds are allocated for constructing a new factory building and acquiring additional plant and machinery. Upon completion of the capital expansion, our plant capacity will increase from 12,000 metric ton per annum to 36,000 metric ton per annum, a threefold growth. The expansion is currently underway. However, given the scope and scale, numerous approvals are required, which has led to some delays. Unexpected floods have also caused further setbacks. Also, we are leaving no stone unturned to make the facility state of the art and align with our future outlook of making it multi-product facility. And hence, while are trying to speed up the setup, we are not overly rushing at cost of any compromise. We now expect trial runs to begin by March with full-scale operation launching in April of the next fiscal year. Additionally, we are expanding our product portfolio to include new offerings such as transformer radiator and nanocrystalline cores. Financial and operational highlights. Now I'd like to share some key financial and operational highlights for the first half of the fiscal year ending September 30, 2024. Our total income for H1 financial year 25 stood at Rs. 167 crore, reflecting 4% increase year over year. EBITDA was 23 crores, up by 38% year over year, with an EBITDA margin of 13.7%, which was after absorbing the IPO cost of nearly Rs. 7 crores. Profit after tax was Rs. 14 crores, up by 28% year over year. With a PAT margin of 8.6%, we maintained strong return ratio with ROE at 14.5% and ROCE at 16% for H1 financial year 25, and we are net debt-free company. Our improved margins this year are partly due to issue in China affecting global supply chains. Once these issues stabilize, margins are expected to return to previous levels. On the operational side, we are currently operating at over 90% capacity utilization, underscoring our efficient use of resources. Additionally, to ensure supply chain resilience, we have onboarded new suppliers to address any potential disruptions, ensuring a steady and reliable flow of material. This enhancement not only supports operational continuity but also strengthens our foundations for future growth. With that, I conclude my opening remarks. Thank you, everyone. I now request the moderator to open the floor for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. An operator will take your name and announce your turn in the question queue. Participants are requested to use only handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Jayesh Lad from Centra Insight LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. What I wanted to ask was regarding our CRGO silicon steel. So, sir, what is the domestic capacity and demand as well as the international capacity and demand?
Sir, our domestic requirement for this material is around 340,000 metric tons. That is what is the annually demand for the transformer lamination, out of which we produce in India around 1 lakh metric tons and 240,000 metric tons comes from the outside as a form of importing the raw material.
Okay. And sir, secondly, sir, what is the reason ki the Indian producers are not producing CRGO silicon steel? Like, what is the technology which is required, which is not available in India? That's the reason we are so import dependent.
Because this basic raw material, which is HR, to make the HR for the CRGO steel is a difficult and none of our steel plant was having a facility to technology to produce that kind of HR. Now JAC Steel has done tie-up with Jindal Steel has done tie-up with the JAC Japan, and now they are putting up the plant which will be in operational and maybe they will deliver material by 2027 or so.
Okay, understood. And sir, lastly, sir, what is the cost per metric ton of CRGO, that is the mother coil we are importing, and after the laminations, at what price are we selling to our customers? And if there is any price fluctuation, are we in a position to pass on the prices to our customer or we have to bear the cost?
Sir, this price for the mother coil varies from around 250 rupees per kg to 350 rupees a kg, depending on the grade and thickness of the material. Sales cost always depends on the little bit of demand and supply chain, but overall it is a 20% of the value addition in that. And whenever there is a fluctuation, we always book our material in advance, so we know the futuristic price of the futuristic trend. So according to that, we set our sales price and sales policy, increasing sales or decreasing sales, and we manage to majority of the time pass on plus or minus to the customer.
Okay, so what are the sustainable EBITDA margins? Like, if you can comment on that. Currently, we are making around 10-11%, and in future, what do you see where we can expand the margins up to?
So EBITDA margin is always depend on the situation, but the minimum what we have produced in last year was the minimum base margins. This 6 months, it was some kind of exceptional margins. But the last year, whatever we have produced in March 2024 was the base margin. Below that, it never goes.
Okay, sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Khadija Mantri from Capri Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. One is that I wanted to know regarding our CapEx. So it has been delayed by 3 to 4 months. And then once it is operational, the facility is operational in April 2025, how do you see it ramp up? Will it, the entire 24,000 tons, we will be able to manufacture in FY 26 it will be gradually
done enough? Sir, ma'am, this was not clear in between, so I'm not able to understand whatever I understand that you want to know, that our fund, when our fund is deployed, and whatever the capacity will come, that in next financial year we'll be able to reach to 100% or not? That is what you want to ask me?
Yes, yes, precisely.
So our expansion mostly 90% will be finished by the March 2025. Only 10% office building, roads and some small infrastructure will be remain, which will be completed by April or May of the 25. So once this entire infrastructure is ready and will be in operational, next year we are targeting to double fold our present capacity. So we are making 12,000 tons right now, and next year we are planning to make 24,000 metric tons. We have a capacity of 36,000 metric tons, but we always focus that it will be slow and steady. Okay, so next year we will be targeting for 24,000 metric tons. If market supports and we are going to work hard, if market supports and we can do it more than that, that will be the great. Otherwise, our minimum target will be 24,000 metric tons for the next year. And then after, we will reach to, in March 2027, we will definitely reach to 36,000 metric tons. That full capacity.
Okay, sir, understood. And my second question is, platforms and rectifiers, they have announced that they will be acquiring some company in CRGO lamination. So that is basically they are trying to, planning to backward integrate. So does it impact our business, or how do you see this?
And till that, only that one company we have heard about, that they are thinking for the backward integration, because the company what they are going to procure, that itself runs on them only. So might be they go for that and they bought that, but transformer and rectifier as such is not in our portfolio of the customer. So we are selling them the material, but it's very, very minimal.
Okay, sir. Fine. And also, sir, I want to know what's the reason for margin expansion in this in first half as compared to last year's first half. Is it the product mix, or what is the reason that has led to increase in the margins? And whether it, so you just said that it's 10-11% is sustainable, but what is the reason for increase in the margins?
The only reason of increasing this margin is that right now there is a scarcity of this material. It's not freely available, and demand is also very good. So we are able to increase our margin looking to the present situation.
Okay, so that is the optimum margin that you can make, 13-14%, given that the demand is very high.
Your voice is not bit correct. I am assuming your question and giving you answer.
Okay, just give me a second.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Is it better now?
Yeah, now it's far better.
So I wanted to know what would be the optimum margin that we can make in such scenario where there is high demand and supply crunch. Is it 14%, or it can go upwards also? For the industry as a whole, I am asking.
If you ask me about maximum margin, I cannot judge. It can go more. It purely depends on the supply and demand. But yes, I can say the minimum operating margin for the industries is what we have done in last year, because that I have experienced for 30 years.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhuvan MG from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is, by how much capacity are you increasing nanocrystalline core? And would like to know about few market dynamics regarding that.
The nanocrystalline core is the new product. It's not the capacity expansion. We are adding up the new product. It is a highly technical product. We are having bit experience for that, and we have to develop that product. So it's the core. We are making right now core from the silicon steel. This is nanocrystalline material, is a different kind of material. So its technology for processing is a different. We are having knowledge of that because we are running a small company called Nanocrystal Transcore in the Manesar. And they are making turnover, we are doing turnover of around 6-7 crores over there. Now we are getting more and more demand for that, so we are now adding that portfolio to our Vilas Transco, and we are going to manufacture the cores from here and going to sell to different customers in India. At present, in first year, we are planning to reach to around, say, 10 or 12 crores maximum. But yes, this particular product has a lot of different variant of the products, which is a technically different products. We have to develop that, and it's a long process, but it has a very good margin. So that is why we have kept that, we have added that in our portfolio, in a product portfolio.
Okay. And if I'm not wrong, you will be one of the few two to three players who is doing this domestically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And expansion, what would be the working capital scenario? Would it be the same for?
Up to 600 crores, whatever the working capital is required, that we have in our cash flow. So we are not looking, we are not going for any more debt or something for the working capital. We have that sufficient fund to run these operations.
So, 600 crores sales, your balance sheet can support the working capital. Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah. Up to 600 crores, so we have that working capital, and beyond 600 crores, when we'll reach to after March 26, we'll analyze if that time the same CRGO price is there, and if we'll require, then we will have to take some more non-fund-based limits from the bank.
Okay. Okay, sir. And then one question. Sir, as you mentioned, there is a lot of demand and scarcity for CRGO steel lamination. And your comparable listed peer is making around 50%, around 10%-11%. So can we increase it to 15% with the present product portfolio? Hello?
Hello. Your voice is totally not audible, sir.
Just a moment. Is it audible now?
Yeah, now it is audible, yeah.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, CRGO steel lamination has a lot of demand, and there is supply scarcity domestically. So, and your comparable listed peer is making around 15% margins with a similar product portfolio. So going ahead, can we expect our margins as well to go up till 14%-15% with the present portfolio?
Sir, if the market remains in similar way, yes, we can maintain that. But how market will react for after 6 months or 10 months or a year, we don't know. So committing that we will definitely maintain this is not the right thing. But yes, if the market remains same, it's not hard to maintain this.
Okay. So if market conditions, to summarize, if market conditions are favorable, then yes, we can make 14%-15%. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a request to the participants, please use only handset while asking a question. Next question is from the line of Nishant Gupta from Minerva Global Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, I'm audible, right?
Yeah.
Sir, my question is related to the what has happened on your working capital cycle. That's the first question, because your inventories have increased to around 61 crore, and the trade receivable has also increased, and your short-term borrowings have also shot up to 15 crores. So, on the sales side, while the year-on-year growth has not that, in the percentage terms, so if you can, elaborate more on how you are managing this whole working capital cycle and the reason for increase.
I didn't understand your question.
Hello.
You mean how we will manage, because right now, sorry, come again with your question.
Yeah.
And go to the
Yes, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand what is the reason that the working capital cycle has shot up for the company, despite the sales number has not grown by that much percentage. When I compare the number of the inventory, the trade receivable, and the short-term borrowing has also gone up to 15 crore. So this is what I wanted to understand.
So short-term borrowing is a buyer's credit. That's one LC we have revolved it to the buyer's credit because of the exchange variation rate. And it's not the kind of borrowing. It's already paid also. It was in the form of buyer's credit on 30th September. And right now, our inventory is more because there is a scarcity of the material, and we have to keep all the grades in the stock. Otherwise, we always keep 1 month our turnover in the stock. Right now, it is a 2 months turnover in the stock. And when market has a when in market, there is a demand and short supply, our inventory goes up and our outstanding goes down because we are able to sell material on the LC basis. We are able to sell material on the payment against delivery basis or kind of thing. So this is what it is.
And so the reason for trade receivable going up to 61 crore?
Credit receivable is 61 crore, out of which there are lots of sales against LC, which we are not getting discounted from the bank, and we are waiting that the once the payment, the due date will come, the LC payment will be coming. So trade receivable, like if I'm selling on the LC and if I'm getting it discounted, definitely trade receivable will be reduced. But we don't want to pay that interest also, so that's why we are showing it as a trade receivables. But most of the payments are against LC.
Got it, sir. So if I can summarize this, you're saying that the inventories will eventually translate into sales in the coming quarters, which you have built right now, and the trade receivables are all realizable, like there is no bad debt kind of situation that we see, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the second question is, since your upcoming capacity is delayed by 3-4 months, I read in your annual report that you are guiding for 30-35% annual growth. Is this something which is still on track for this particular year? Are we seeing a 35% year-on-year growth for the full year and going forward?
In this year, we are not, we never claimed that we, because our present plant, what we are running at present, is running at 90-95% full capacity. So in this present plant, we cannot do any 35% growth kind of thing. But yes, we are trying to achieve 10-15% growth in this present plant by doing some kind of efficiency criteria and all those things. But yes, in when we'll starting up the new plant for the next financial year, definitely we will have a lot of growth over there. In present plant, we make a forecast that we will do 30-35% growth in present plant.
Got it, sir. Got it. So one final question, since you mentioned previously to one of the answer that currently the imports is on a higher side as compared to the domestic production. Are we seeing any risk of price going down of the import, which kind of, you know, takes away the share from the domestic players, or that risk is not there?
At present, sir, what kind of shortages are there, I don't see any kind of price downfall in our material for the next 1 year or so.
Got it, sir. Got it. Got it. Got it. Fine, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Naman Parmar from Niveshaay Investment Advisories. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Firstly, I wanted to understand, currently in Karsan, while the expense has been increased.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Naman, your voice is breaking.
Now it's audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
So I want to understand why the other expense has increased significantly. Why it was due to IPO cost only, or there was other expense also?
So it's just because of the IPO cost.
Okay, it was for IPO. Secondly, on the how much export are done in the H1, and how much you expect to do in the future, and what's the margin difference?
So, in my earlier call, I said that in export there is no that much kind of benefits are there. In some of the cases, we get 1 or 2% higher rates in export. Mainly, it's a similar kind of the India's rate. So at present, we are doing around 3 to 4% of our capacity in export because our Indian customers are, we are not able to fulfill them 100% from our present capacity. So we are not focusing too much on the export, but yes, we have developed few customers and we are doing around 3 to 4% exports every month, which we will increase once we will go to the new plant and we will start the new facility.
Okay, so it will be domestic.
Yeah.
And thirdly, why you have taken the short-term debt this time? It's for, it was due to working capital only, or what was the reason for that?
It was around when we were about to pay the dollar, the dollar price was high and we took around 30 days buyer's credit to just manipulate with that pricing.
Okay. And lastly, currently we have a PGTL approval till 220 kV, right? So
yeah.
Do you have any plan to enter into higher KVs like 465 or 765?
Once we will go to the new plant and the new machines what we have bought, we'll be able to process the maximum capacity of the transformer. So once that new facility will be started and it match with the requirement of dust proof environment and all other criteria, so we will definitely go for PGCIL approval up to the 765 kV or 800 kV class.
Okay. And lastly, on the amorphous side, so how was the demand on the amorphous side? And there was also a supply side issue on the amorphous also, like CRGO?
Yeah, it's a supply side issue because the Indian government has stopped almost all Chinese suppliers in the metal. So that the supply side problems is also there. But for that, we have tied with the Japanese players and we have placed an order to them also.
Okay, Japan and Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is no BIS regulation or anything has been come up by the government to increase the supply of the CRG in the domestic?
Government has put a ban, not we can say the ban, but they have just hold the BIS license of the Chinese mills, but they have started the Korean mills of BIS again, which was kept on the hold. And we have heard that they might be start one or two Chinese mills also.
Okay.
But even if they don't start, we have made our plans that we have recently placed an order for the Poland mill for more, one Brazilian mill, Gosteel, which is the ArcelorMittal mill. So we have tied with few more mills and we have placed an order and started importing from them.
Okay. And lastly, on the nanocrystalline and radiator, this all new product will be contributing how much to your total revenue?
Radiator contribution will be 10 to 15% in total revenue. And nanocrystalline core is not more than around 5-6% in total revenue. That is also after 3-4 years.
The 5-6% is after 2 to 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jainam from Seltoro Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, given the kind of demand that we are talking about, just wanted to understand why such a low revenue growth in the first half, what are the issues and what are we expecting in the second half, if you could throw some light on this.
Low growth is because whatever the plant we are running at present is running at full capacity.
Okay.
So though there is a high demand, we are not able to take the orders which are coming to us because we are running at full capacity, the first thing. And second thing, in next 6 months, we have implemented some of the systems right now, Kaizen or any kind of things. So that will give a growth, but not extraordinary growth, 10%, maybe 10-15% of the last first 6 months, and next 6 months, maybe 10 or 15% more than this. But in this financial year, because of this capacity constraint, this will be the around figures.
Understood. And also, can you explain what was the factor or the reason for delay in the capacity expansion, especially given the context that we are fully capacity utilization is almost 100%. So what led to the delay, and what are we doing about it?
The old plant, the new plant we have started in somewhere around May and June, and we targeted that we'll be finished within 6 months, and 2 months erection commissioning will be done, and we were about to start operations from February. That was what our plan. Now it has been delayed by 2 months because of rain. There was a loss of rain, and site was closed for around 15-20 days. Usually this kind of rain was not happened in last so many years. This was the highest flooding system in Baroda. Then the second thing is, we are doing multiple products, so we have to take lots of approvals for the fire fighting systems and all those things. So all this has taken little bit time, and as it is a very big project, 1 or 2 months here and there is possible. These are the main two reasons. Otherwise, all machinery and everything has been placed in order, and it will be delivered in December onwards. It will be shipped December onwards. December 1st week, the inspection call has been raised by the all suppliers. We are sending our team for the inspection and everything in December, and they will ship the December, and machinery and everything will become in January. January, February, erection commissioning will go on. In March, we are trying to take the trials on all those things. We are delayed by 45 to 60 days.
Understood. Understood. And you talked about the demand, but if you can give a broader idea, particularly in the next 3 to 5 years, given the kind of demand that is there for power transmission and distribution, so sort of longish view, given that you've seen so many cycles, can you explain how is this cycle different to, let's say, the previous one? How are you finding it, and how robust is the demand? That's the last question from my side.
Sir, if you see the transformer industry results, their order booking and everything, you will understand that the present order booking is more or less all the transformer companies booked for 1.5 years of their capacity. If you go internationally, US and all those markets, transformers companies are booked for next 3 to 4 years.
Internationally, right?
Internationally, yeah. So there are lots of opportunity that the transformer will be going to get exported from the India. As well as in India, lots of upgradation of the transmission lines are coming, solar and wind projects are coming. Transformer will be the essential and the needed thing. So we see that the kind of vision our Prime Minister is having for the green energy, and our nation is going towards green energy. For next 5 years, 7 years, definitely demand will remain and it will increase.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please restrict your questions to two per participant. If you have any follow-up questions, please rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Akash Jhaveri from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Thank you so for your time. My question was more on the revenue part, which was part of the earlier question also. You know, revenue growth of 2%. Understand volumes would be flat, but with the CRGO shortage, shouldn't sort of the realization growth have been higher than 2%? Hello?
As I said, we are running 100% on the 100% capacity, and in this kind of scenario, if you have a limited kind of volume we have to sell, in March, April, the price was going up and up. So our sales strategy was like that, the April, May, June, our sales was little bit on lower side. And then when the price has been gone substantially up, we started selling our material. So April and May, our sales was little bit down. We hold up the, and that usually we do.
Okay. So for H1, would it be possible to split this 2% in volume and value? What was the split of volume growth and
it's a volume, value growth? It's a volume growth.
Okay. You know, and also because, you know, when we look at your customers, so say Voltam Transformers, they reported a sort of a 12% decline in, you know, realization per MVA and also flat gross margins. So it seems that, you know, for them also raw material prices would have fallen YOY. So we just, you know, trying to understand, is this shortage of CRGO going to reflect in prices later on and it's not reflected yet, or, you know, or the shortage is more on the volume side, but it's not really impacting value growth?
I'm not getting your answers. You said Voltam's 12% reduce is what?
The price per MVA, they report the volume growth also that they have. So their price per MVA actually declined this quarter YOY.
I don't know about, but I don't know about transformer, but the basic is that CRGO price has gone little bit up, not gone down, and price has gone little bit up, and copper may be gone down and their price may be get adjusted that way, because in transformer, CRGO does not only play the role, lots of other things play the role. If oil goes down, copper goes down, their value per MVA goes down. And CRGO price has not doubled or kind of thing. So it's marginally has been increased.
Understood. Okay. That's very clear. Thank you. The second small question I had was on this tax rate. Tax rate was 33% for H1. Just wanted to understand for the full year, will it be 25% or what would be the tax rate for the full year?
What do you say? Tax rate?
Yeah, tax rate. We reported a higher tax rate YOY, 33%.
I need to check. Tax rate, I'm not aware about.
Okay. So, that's it for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rupesh Tatiya from IntelSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just have one question, sir. If I look at CRGO prices, you know, let's say before 2021, they were between 100 and 150 for maybe 10-15 years, right? And then because of whatever supply chain challenges, the prices, you know, went, I think, from 100 to almost up to 300, 350, and now maybe they are around 250. And I also, in the same time, I see that before 2020, the margins that, you know, CRGO players were making, conversion costs and all that, was around 4%. And then now the margins you are talking about is 10%. So how sustainable is this, you know, for next, let's say, 3-4 years? Because And maybe you can explain it from, you know, if new CRGO supply is coming in the market, then maybe the prices will go back again to 100 and 150 range. And then in that case, how will you maintain 10% margins?
Sir, in India, we have a BIS in CRGO. Now, if you see the scenario right now, Jindal has bought TKS mill at the cost of, say, 5,500 crore rupees or something. And the India is protected with the BIS. So, the kind of flooding situation in India for the CRGO is not going to happen again. Because even if the government will open Chinese mill, then it might be one or two, not 10 mills. And even when they open, when China sells to India, they sell as per the Indian market only. So, I don't see in near future that the price will go down in that way. But if you ask about Vilas Transco, the margin what we have, say, EBITDA of, say, 12% or kind of thing, we have never gone down than that. Even before 2020 or 2019 or 2018, 17 or whatever it was. Because when prices have gone down, our operating cost and margin we adjust in our sales cost mostly, and we have a few product like Toradel Core. We are one of the largest in India, and which is a very profitable margin business.
So, sir, I'm looking at the number. March 2020, your EBITDA margins were 4%. March 2021, your EBITDA margins were 7%. Then March 2022 onwards, it went into double digits. And it looks...
No. March 20, there was a 2 to 3 months the factory was closed. 2021, there was...
Yeah, I understand COVID. So 20 is less than COVID. But 21 is still 7%, right? And I don't have data before. But maybe the other way to ask this question, sir, is the conversion cost you have, is that per kg or is it on a percentage basis? So let's say you get CRGO for 250.
Per kg.
Sorry?
If the conversion cost is per kg.
So if now currently it is like 40, 250 rupees you get and maybe 40 rupees, 50 rupees is the conversion cost. Is that a right understanding as of now?
We basically work on our expense, like X is the material cost, then the scrap, and then our cost of conversion, and then margin, kind of the things, formula we work.
So your value addition would be roughly 40-50 rupees at today's prices. Is that the right way to look at it?
No. 40-50 rupees is not the value addition.
Okay, then how maybe you can explain this a little bit?
So like our scrap ratio is X, then our operating cost is Y, and then our margin comes. So this is how we evaluate our sales cost.
Okay, sir. Maybe I'll take it offline. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Yash Dedia from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had two questions. First was on the CRGO prices.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Yash. You are not clearly audible. Please use your handset.
Hello. Is it now better?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah. So, first question was on the line of CRGO prices. So, recently, few players are alluded that supplies from China are now getting back to the stream and BIS certification issues which are there are now easing out. So in this case, do we see any kind of availability of material getting better, which was not the case since past a year or so, and B, the price is also improving?
So even if China, what you heard that the China is getting eased or it's going to start, we didn't heard. But even if they start, Chinese mill are smart. When they sell the BIS approved material, they always keep the X cost, and non-BIS material is Y cost. Same mill keeps two kind of cost. So if you are importing for India, it's not going to come as a material.
But earlier,
even if availability is increased, this kind of margin, maybe 2 or 3%, maybe go down, and we can come to original margin. But that margin is sustainable margin because there is also demand in the market. That margin will go down when there is no demand and supply is too much.
Understood. And sir, with the CAPEX on the horizon, is there any other company or anyone in the industry apart from us doing CAPEX in this line for lamination sheets?
Maybe few companies must be doing, like JB Lamination we heard they are doing, or Mahindra, they are also doing some CAPEX because demand is increasing. At present, we are not able to supply to lots of customers. People are coming that this is a 50 tons of order and they need in 3 days, 4 days or 8 days. Such kind of orders, we are not able to take it.
Correct.
All transformer companies increasing their capacity, they will require the raw material. If their ancillary will not increase the capacity, ultimately they will not be able to produce more transformers.
Yeah, so I understand that volume is something a major trigger in our industry per se, rather than playing on the margins. volume is something which we should concentrate on. So any new capacity, if we decide to add, what is the lead time we take to build that capacity?
Building that, again, person to person vary. If somebody can get ready in, say, 1 year, somebody can get ready in 2 years. So building the capacity, if they are established a player and they build the capacity, yes, they can be in market.
So for us, what would that be with the current resources we have?
You are talking about period?
Yeah.
So that's what I said. We have started the project in the May, and we are coming into the trial production in March.
So less than a year. And going ahead also, we can maintain the same pace or we can improve on it.
So this is our expansion which we have taken place, and it will be over when we will start the trial production. Then capacity expansion, if required, that's the second question, because right now we have planned till March 27.
Yeah, correct. So for March 27, we at least will have to plan in FY26.
So this capacity, what we have put, is for the 3,000 metric ton capacity. Now, we don't have to do any CapEx, or we don't have to expand our company. We focus and we forecast that we will putting up the capacity for 3,000 metric, additional 2,000 metric ton. Out of that additional 2,000 metric ton, 1,000 metric ton per month we will achieve in financial year, which is finishing in March 26, and another 1,000 metric ton we will achieve in March 27. So we don't have to add any kind of CapEx in that. If market is good, demand is good, we can speed up that process and we can achieve early. If not good, then this is the slow process which we have said that we will be going to achieve.
Okay, understood. And sir, this whole additional 2,000 metric ton per month is PGCIL approved? Or the approval is yet to be received?
Not necessary that it will be sold only to the PGCIL approved customer.
No, no, but
there are lots of
facility is approved.
Facility will be approved.
Okay, and where are we in the approval process?
So that approval process will be start once the facility is created.
Okay. And then only we can supply it to the PGCIL work. So for the demand of PGCIL.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Yash Ginoria from Moneybee Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
I request you to please use your handset, sir.
Is it better right now?
Yes, please proceed.
So sir, there was an article which said that India is facing a 30% shortage in terms of CRGO. So it was primarily because of delays in approvals by BIS. And also you mentioned once that some mills in China, their license was canceled and they had to stop their factories for the 20-30 days in a month. So I just wanted to understand, is it in place right now or do we still have issues with CRGO?
That license was cancelled in the March end only, and yes, the material from China is not coming right now, and it's not, none of the license for Chinese mill has been restored.
So from where are we sourcing our raw materials right now from?
We are sourcing from Russia, Germany, Poland, and recently we got the material from the Brazil and the local two mills.
Okay, understood. And sir, have you started taking orders for a new plant?
For the lamination, new plants order, that we will start from taking in March for the delivery of April.
Okay. And sir, what is the current order book?
We are always having order book for 30-45 days, so anywhere between 40-45 crores.
30-45 crores?
Yeah.
Okay. So you previously mentioned that we'll have a top line of 400-450 crores in FY25. So are we on track or?
No, sir. We plan that we will be starting our production in February, March, and we will take that 2 months benefit from the new plant. But due to this delay, we will not be able to reach to 400 crores or something, but definitely we will try to close nearly 360 or 370.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the current export revenue in our top line?
3%-4%.
Okay. Are you looking to expand this?
Yeah, once the new facility will be start, we will expand the export revenue.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kushal Shah from Nexus Equity Growth Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, I'm audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, sir, so just one question from my side on raw material procurement side. So sir, from the balance sheet, what we can figure out is that there has been increase in short-term borrowings vis-à-vis the increase in inventory. So, is it right to assume that we have built up on the CRGO still as we are facing some shortage? So, is it right to assume that we have built up on raw material inventory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of shortage and uncertainty, we are keeping a bit more stock so that our customers should not suffer and our growth should not stop.
Okay. Okay. And sir, one second question on the new capacity side. So sir, as you mentioned in the call and also in the presentation, that by the end of this fiscal, we are planning to launch a trial run, and by April 25, we'll be able to start our capacity commercial production. So sir, any chances from further delay? Because as you mentioned that there are plethora of approvals are required, and from the photographs which you have shared in the presentation. So, I mean, is it so any chances for further delay or not? I mean, are we confident of achieving that timeline, what you have mentioned?
At present, as rain is not there and we have came on the floor, all the PV structure has been manufactured at the manufacturing place. And we are in next 10-15 days, all the PV structures and everything will be at play. So definitely we will upload some photographs after 20 days so that people will be able to understand what is the level right now. At present, we don't see any kind of delay more than the April.
Okay.
The machines are also ready, and we got the call from the China for the inspection in the first week of December. So at present, we don't see any kind of things because all order has been placed, advance has been given. So it will be mostly in production time. And the new entire team is going to join in January and February. So people will join by January and February.
Okay. So sir, our expectation of achieving 24,000 metric tons of production and sales volume by next fiscal, which is FY26, I think we will able to meet that expectation, correct? Achieving 24,000 metric tons of volumes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chinmay Nema from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you give some color on your wallet share with your marquee clients? So with Voltas and the others, some general sense.
You want to know the percentage of the sales to customers?
No, sir, I want to know if Voltas is buying 100 rupees worth of lamination, how much of it is supplied by us?
Sir, as per our knowledge, we are large supplier to them because that's what they say. And in these 6 months, we have supplied them around 3,000 something, 2,800 or 2,900 metric ton kind of the material to them. So we are one of the largest supplier to them. Now, how much percentage we are supplying to them, that exactly I don't know. And there is no methodology to know that.
Understood, sir. And secondly, would you be able to give some sense around if in transformer manufacturing, what is the share of electrical lamination as a cost. So is it a big, is it like a big portion of the cost in the manufacturing, or is it like a smaller line item?
It varies from 25 to 35 or 40% of the transformer cost, depending on the rating and the design.
Understood. And lastly, some of your clients would be only operating with private clients. Other might also be into project businesses. So they would have different degrees of receivable risks at their end. Does it translate to you, or does it not? Could you give some color on your nature of your contracts with your clients?
So this was the phenomena before 5-7 years or 10 years, that the transformer company was not having the money. Right now, all the transformers company are having a good cash flow situation, and there is a lot of demand of transformers. So even transformer people do not sell lots on the credit basis. So revenue wise, nowadays we don't see any of the companies having financial crunch from our customers. But we are having a very prominent customers in our customer book. Those are the cash rich companies.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhruv Agarwal from Research Zone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hope so, I'm audible.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
So firstly, how big is the total addressable market for the radiator, and what kind of market share will be catering with this 7200 metric tons per annum, sir?
The radiator market, exactly we don't know how much is the exact quantity for the market, because there is no data available, because this market is specifically with lots of unorganized sectors. There are lots of small players who are making 30 tons, 40 tons, 50 tons kind of things. So, but when we say 600 metric tons, we need 3 or 4 customers. Like okay. If you supply to Silchar or you supply to Walton, they must be buying 100-150 metric tons each.
Okay, got it, sir. And secondly, I have a question on this other expense that we have reported this quarter. Sir, there was one-time expense of IPO cost of 7.5 CRE, as you have said in the opening remarks. Sir, if we exclude that from the other expense, then the margins could be around 15% EBITDA margins. So, you have guided for the sustainable margins of 10 to 11%. But seeing this quarter, if we remove this exceptional item, the margins would be 15%. So any highlights that you would like to make on that, sir?
Well, as we said, that when government has stopped the BIS marking of the Chinese meal, the price has gone bit up slowly, this 4%, 5%, 7% kind of thing. And we were having a lot of booking with the mills, and that all old cost material we received. And in earlier one of the questions I said that we hold up little bit in April and May, and we started selling material from the majority of the material from June, July, August, September. That's the kind of tactics we always adopt to increase the margin, and such kind of incident comes and we place that and increase the margin. This is a purely demand supply, that the supply has been stopped and the demand was there. So that's a market-driven thing.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. And any guidelines that you would like to give, as we are increasing the capacity, right, sir? So we would be earning at operating leverage. So in financial year 26, any kind of guidelines that you would like to give for the top line, sir?
So as we said, it will be the double in capacity. So top line has to be around 650, somewhere 650 to 700 crores.
Okay, sir.
Financial.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sorry, financial 26 means I said March 26.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Siddharth Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. You know, one was on the raw material cost. So it seems quarter on, say, H1 of this year is H1 of last year, the raw material cost has come down. And I was just trying to understand, given CRGO is in short supply and we are just a converter, wouldn't the CRGO mills be charging us more to procure this? And maybe I'll stop there and then ask my second question.
Didn't understand.
So I think, you know, because CRGO is in short supply, we procure CRGO from the mills. So wouldn't they actually be earning the higher margin versus us as the converter?
Mills earning is vary time to time. Sometimes mills may lose material money in a CRGO and sometimes they may earn more. Their criteria of earning we are not able to judge, but yes, always like at present if you say CRGO in China, they are selling at X cost, and that same CRGO what TKES is selling in India, they are selling X plus say 10% or X plus 20%. So in India, mills are making 10 or 20% more margin than the other mill around the world.
Okay, got it. My second question was, I mean, you know, we can look at the financials, but in your opinion, you know, we earn like a 22-23% ROCE, which is very healthy. But, you know, someone like a Voltamp earns like a 50-60% ROCE. Why do you see that difference?
So Voltamp is a total transfer manufacturing company, and they are having that brand and very much established company all over the India. You cannot compare Voltamp data with even another transformer companies. Voltamp and CCR are exceptional. If you see the data of other transformer companies, you will not find that much of lucrative to them. Everybody is having their own price filters, doing lots of exports. That data is good. Voltamp is hiring their brand value and lots of things, their marketing teams, marketing branches, and all those things. So I cannot compare that what is our field data cannot be comparable with the transformer industry.
Sure, got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Suraj, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just want to know regarding the demand. Just want to know the usage of the radiator in the industry. Like the every transformer we are selling, there will be requirement of one radiator for the transformer if we get.
So, sir, radiator is used for the cooling of the transformer. So that also goes on design. It's not the one radiator per transformer. Like if you see power transformer, it's around 10 or 12 radiators surrounding the transformers. So that all depends on the design. It might be that 2-3% cost of the transformer.
Okay. Yeah. I think most of my questions have been answered in previous call. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Miten Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would just like to know, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. Who is the largest player in our market? And what would be our percentage share?
The largest player in the market is Cripps Power Component. It's a private company. And at present, our share is around 4% in total market.
How big would they be as compared to us?
They are 2.5 times.
Okay. And second thing, you know, as we'll be starting the business, okay, what would be the margins that you're expecting from them or from this segment?
Your first line was cut, so you have to repeat the first line in this question.
Sorry?
You have to repeat this question, please.
Sorry. So, as we are going to start the radiators business very soon, so, or the MFOS one, what would the margins for each of this business? Expected so margin?
The digital margin is around 3 to 4% more than the CRGO margin.
Okay, and for the MFS?
It is similar to CRGO.
All right. Thanks a lot once again and appreciate for giving me opportunity. And wish you all the best for all the future in the
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Patel for closing comments.
Thank you all for being a part of our conference call and for actively participating in the call. We appreciate your support and trust in us. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relation advisor, Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Vilas Transcore Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.